He gave us what sustenance in the Midbar. He gave us the man. Also, the sustenance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so, by giving us the man daily, caring for us. He also gave us Shabbos. He also gave us Maimed HaSinai. Maimed HaSinai, forget the Torah part. Maimed HaSinai, the tremendous Riyah Shechina at that time. He also gave us the Torah, and he also gave us Eretz Yisrael, and he also gave us the Beis HaMikdash. You have to go through every line and figure out what is the specific chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that we owe Akaras HaTov for. And then we say Alachas Kama V'Kama, that we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu thanks for all of these things, because he not only did number one, he also did number two, he also did number three, he also did number four, he also did all the way to number 15. He did all 15. There are 15 of them. Maybe three groups of five, whatever. No. Okay, we're after Rav Gamliel. Let's take a break. Let's take a bathroom break. A little drink break.
Pause.
Anyway, matzah. Pesach is very simply because Al Chepasach. Matzah. We eat matzah because the dough did not rise. Now this is a little bit of a problem, because now matzah sounds like it's all about the cheirus. But beforehand we started calling it lechem oni, which is all about the avdus, halach ma'anya. So matzah sounds like poverty bread, lechem oni, but it also sounds like chipazon, because it signifies that it didn't rise. We left very quickly, and that's why it didn't have time to rise. So it's cheirus bread. So is it avdus bread, or is it cheirus bread? So you could say, because we're talking about both. We went from Avadim to Bnei Chorin, so we have both. Maybe Matzah B'Gnos, L'Sayim B'Shvach, as we talked about. But it's much nicer to say, which is something similar to what Rav said, that we do not mind mingling Avdus and Cheres tonight, because our present state, our present status, is one of Avadim and Bnei Chorin. We are Avdei Hashem, and we have Cheres. Because we believe that being Avdei Hashem is the greatest freedom that can afford a person. We're not subject to our Yetzaharos and our Taivos. We're not beholden to anything. We're doing what is the most natural for us. We believe that mitzvos are the most natural for us. And that's why we are both Avdei Hashem and we are Bnei Chorin. And that's the true Cheiros, to do what you are naturally born to do. And we as Jews were naturally born to do Avodas Hashem and mitzvos. Ah, oh, that is beautiful. Maror is because of the bitterness of the shibud. Next, b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liros atzmo ki liyotzim Yitzrayim. We have to see ourselves as if we left Yitzrayim. That's why I quote. That's why I bold faced in these psukim. V'gad to live in chabiyam elim or as Hashem li b'tzizim Yitzrayim. Lo sof zayin abil v'agadam after son of Amiyam. Shnei o sonu atzim isham. In other words, it's us. The Grizz. Well, it's because they're really the Drusha. It's because of the Drusha. The revival of Salvechik, the Grizz, the Briskerov, said that this is one of the hardest chiyuvim that is known to man. The idea of seeing yourself as if you left Egypt is very, very difficult. There's a beautiful Drusha that's quoted in the Brisker Haggadah, and that's quoted in a... It's really... really not here. That's really the shot. Let's continue. Lefichach. Oh, wait, what is it? Yeah. I mean, it relates to this paragraph, but it relates to the next paragraph too. Lefichach. Now here we cover the matzos for a second. Why do we cover the matzos? Does anybody... I don't know why. Are we holding the cup right now?
Yeah.
We're going to pick up the cup during Hallel?
No.
Just for Lefichach? Okay. So if we're picking up the cup of Lefichach, so you pick up the cup of Lefichach and you cover the matzos, and we say Lefichach. Lefichach is this. Lefichach is the thumb. Okay? Very important, okay? Very important in the Seder. We have to see ourselves as if we left Egypt. Okay, so now we left Egypt. Therefore... Okay, you can even do. You have to do. You have to just a shuckle, a one-time shuckle with the thumb. Therefore, lefichach chayavim, and I'm chayavim lahodus lahalish. I'm chayavim. Misha asa lavasenu vilanu eskal nisim ha'ilu. Look at the lush, I'm beautiful. Now we are ready. This is not nisim that just happened to us. It happened to our forefathers. It happened to us already. Hotzianu me'av l'seher, is me'av l'simcha me'av l'yanto me'af l'or gadol mishibu l'gula. V'nomar l'fanev, and now we are going to say to Hashem a new shira, shira chadasha. As soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do this in Lundus, at some point before Pesach, the next sugya about Halal versus Shira and Halal, whatever, that is V'nomar l'fanev shira chadasha. We now have to say shira to Hashem, because something that happened to us, we just left Mitzrayim. So the same way Klal Yisrael said shira when they left Mitzrayim at Kriyas Yamsuf, took them 7 days, but so too, we also have to say shira, and that's what the next two prakim, the next two paragraphs of Halel, is our shira tonight. That's the shira tonight, and it's going to be Halel later on too, but we have Halel here even beforehand. Just one lashon that's very beautiful. We keep saying Hotzianu me'avdus l'cheirus in l'fichach. Hotzianu me'avdus l'cheirus u'mishibud l'gula. In the Brisker Haggadah, in the classic Brisker Haggadah, B'shem Reb Chaim, they say that there are two dinim in avdus. One din is the fact that we are slaves. Our activities are not our own, and therefore we have to be slaves. But the second is in our identity. In the chetza, we were a chetzas eved. We were an eved. In other words, our identity was now an eved. We weren't a ben eved. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, not only did he alleviate the slavery, and we weren't slaves anymore, we were now, but also HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goel us. He redeemed us. He was poda us. Pidyon. What's pidyon? Let's say these jelly beans, grow from the ground, and they're meiser sheni. Okay, they're meiser sheni. So now what happens if I want to, oh my gosh, meiser sheni, I don't want to bring this to you. I want to turn this into money. So what I do is I take money, and I'm poda the meiser sheni onto the money, and these things are turned into chulin. Pidyon is when you change something. It's a change in the chefza. When we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being poda us, that's what it means. Not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us out of slavery, but he changed us from slaves to Bnei Chorin. It's a change in the chefza. That's why we always have this double lashon. Hotzianu me'avdus l'cheirus u'mishibud l'ge'ula. That's the word ge'ula. In the paragraph beforehand, lo es avosinu bilvad ga'alo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'af osanu ga'ali mahem. That's why we say in benching, what did I just say? Let's do this again. No delcha shemakenu. Alzinchad lo avseinu. Eretz chanu torah chava. Valshus sanu Hashem alkenu. Me'eretz yisayim mibeis avadim. Sanu ufti sanu mibeis avadim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Ufti sanu mibeis avadim. He was po to us. Not only did he take us out, but he also redeemed us, so that we are a different person now, a different chefza. We uncover the matzos and we say these two prakim of Halel. This Halel is part of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What was the whole point of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Rambam, Chinuch. What was the whole point of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Hodah, the Halel and Hodah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Sibur is. It's not just about telling the story. It's the giving thanks. This is the giving of thanks. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just a history lesson. It's for the here and now. It's supposed to prompt us to be more thankful about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us and does for us. That is the ikar part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the Halel and Hoda. These two paragraphs were added in to before. Normally we don't split up Halel. But this type of Halel, because of B'teis Yisrael Mitzrayim, was incorporated into Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim and becomes part and parcel of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We end off with a bracha, and it's a bracha, it's a beautiful, beautiful bracha, to really go through the lashon. Asher Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Ga'alanu V'Ga'alo V'Senim Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us, V'Higyanu L'Laila Hazeh L'Chol B'Matzeh U'Marer, Kein Hashem Elokeinu Yaginu L'Mo'adim L'Ran L'Cheirim Habayim L'Kasinu L'Shalom, Smechim, we daven. We have a bracha where we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the past, and now we're davening that we should have the Beis HaMikdash again. V'nochal sham min hazachim min hazachim, and that we should have the Korban Pesach and Korbanos return to us. V'nodelecha shir chadash, and here's the lashon, al ge'ulasenu v'al pidus nafshenu. Well, maybe the word ge'ula is just taking us out, but pidus nafshenu is the word pidyon. That's really the second lashon. Lashon of pidus nafshenu pidyon. There's a tefillah in the middle of this, and that's something that we're going to address later on. Halel Mirza is really towards the future. That's where we have the tefillos to the Ribbono Shel Olam about the future. And then we finish off with the Bori Priya Gafen. The Bori Gafen, I guess we cover the, I guess we cover it again for the bracha, and we make a Bori Priya Gafen. Okay. What are we up to now? That was the end of Magid. We're now up to Rachza. We're now up to Rachza. Okay? Short, quick hours. Kadesh, Urchat, Garfas, Yachat, Magid, Rachza. Rachza. Rachza, we wash our hands. A good hiddur to have is, since you already washed your hands at Urchats, your hands are probably still clean. How can you make a bracha about Matias Yadayim now? So you tie your shoes, you rub your head a little bit, rub somebody else's head a little bit. Anyway, it's hard to assume it.
Really?
Therefore,
rub your head, scratch your head.
Tie your shoes. Did you tie your shoes? And then you can make a bracha on Matias Yadayim. It's a good chumrah. It's a good chumrah. Again, this is for you, not for your family. Okay. Motzi matzah, these are things that normally the Baal HaSeder is much more, has to do, of which matzos to have. He has the bracha have a motzi on all three. He's supposed to have kavana for korech too. And this is a really tough, it's a tough thing during the Seder because you have to make all the announcements before everybody washes. And then like nobody's talking during motzi matzah and maror and korech. And korech, because you want the bracha to be korech, I'm supposed to be talking. So, I don't, because we can't talk. The thing is, that's when people need a lot of instructions during this time. So it's like, there's like 3 minutes now of instructions, like before we go watch, about like what's going to happen for the next couple of minutes. Anyway, for the birchas hamotzi, you take all three. Yeah. What's sorech? I know, but lechatchila. It's not great lechatchila to talk during this time. Anyway, no, it's because of the korech. Just because of korech, because the also because you're going to make a birchas hamitzah on the alchilas matzah, and you also want it to be on for the korech, so you don't want to be masik. Anyway, the birchas hamotzi is on all three matzos. You also have a kavana for the korech too, and then you drop the bottom one. You don't have to drop it; you could just put it down, and then you take the top two, which is the top one and the broken smaller piece, and then you make the bracha of alchilas matzah, and you're supposed to have two kezesim. One from the top and one from the cut piece. This is generally speaking only for the person who makes the bracha. Everybody else is allowed to have a kezias of matzah from all the other matzos there and a little bit from the top. It's really not necessary to have a kezias from each thing. Nah, it's not so clear you should have two kezesim. You have to have a seba. We do not have salt this night. And how much is a kezias of matzah? Kezias of matzah is usually a third of a hand matzah. How many people here have hand matzahs on the night of the Seder? There's a lot of people. So it's a third of the hand matzah. The question is, what's two kezesim? If you have two kezesim of the hand matzah, you have pita. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. If you have two kezesim, so how much is two kezesim? It's not two-thirds. One-third is one kezias. So how much is two-thirds? So here you're allowed to be very, very makel with what's considered a kezias. For the first kezias, you're very, very machmir. For the second kezias, you're very, very makel. The Rabbanan have a kula that if you're already doing two kezesim, for that you're allowed to compute the more kal shitos about what's considered a kezias. Both times. Right? So you don't just do the more chamer one for the first one and the more kal one for the second one. You're allowed to play with the second one. So it's basically like a half a hand matzah maybe. Is definitely more than enough. More than enough. If everybody's looking at you and saying like, "Look at the crazy yeshiva guy having so much matzah," then so be it. You don't have to preach to anybody else. You don't measure anything. Just eat the matzah and have it in front of you, and don't get OCD about it. And just eat the matzah. Have as much as you're supposed to have in front of you. Maror. Now we're up to maror. You make a bracha. You already had the bracha of Bari Priya. No, during the Bari Priya, I don't think so. During the Bari Priya Adama, during Karpas, we have Kavana for the Mara, so that's going to be for the Bracha Rishona, and you also have a Bracha of Alachilas Mara. And then you dip it into the Charoses, the Mara, again, if you have lettuce, let's say, romaine lettuce, you dip it into the Charoses. It's not Mara together with a scoop of Charoses. The Charoses is a dip. You dip it into the Charoses. You're also supposed to shake it off, to shake off the Charoses. You want to have more Charoses, you can have it a little bit later. But for now, this is not a Mara plus Charoses. Deal. What it is you're eating maror. Charoses is there just to dull some of the taste, and you dip it into charoses. You eat it without hesev because maror has nothing to do with cherus. And when you make the bracha on achilas maror, you also have kavana for the korech. So the alachilas matzah is for the korech, and alachilas maror is for the korech. And now we're up to korech. Korech, we take the bottom matzah. We didn't take it yet. The bottom matzah is used for korech. We dip the sandwich into charoses. It doesn't really have to be a sandwich. You're just allowed to have that matzah and maror together. A lot of people make sandwiches because korech, karich, nowadays it's called a sandwich, but you don't really need a sandwich. You should have matzah and maror, and you dip it into the charoses once again. Doesn't mean together with a scoop. Can I have a side of charoses on my sandwich? What it means is you're supposed to have the sandwich dipped into the, you're supposed to have a kezayis of matzah and a kezayis of maror. Here we do it with haseba. Now there are different minhagim. There's not so many different minhagim about what to do with the zecher l'mikdash kehillel. Is it before you eat it? Is it after you eat it? The best thing to do, you don't have to make this so conspicuous. You don't have to say you're doing it against the minhag of your parents. Is to do it after the kezayis. You eat the kezayis of korech, and then you say the zecher l'mikdash kehillel. A lot of people do that beforehand. What are you going to do? Anyway, so but there's a lot to be to that minhag is okay. I think it's just better to say it afterwards. Anyway. The idea of having matzah, cheirus, maror, avdus, to have it together, the Maharal says it's because it all comes from one source, and that's why they can be eaten together. Shulchan Aruch, we're up to the questions. Go ahead.
Okay. Everyone says that the top one and a half are for mitzvah matzah, and the bottom one is for kori. That's like a...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Ashkenazim. I have no idea what's going on. I'm sorry.
I
don't know if I've ever seen the charts, but like maror, it says with leaves, only stalks. I have no idea what it's talking about.
No, I don't know. I use lettuce for both.
No, it's just like it says the lettuce with the leaves, or you take off the leaves and only the stalks is less.
I haven't seen it. I don't know. Yeah.
Can you drink it all until Kore? Just like water.
You can drink throughout Magid. You probably can drink it.
Matzah. From matzah to Korea.
I feel good. I don't know. Since there are these, the Berachos HaMitzvahs you're working with, you have Achilas Matzah and Achilas Maror, so drinking the water is, maybe you could say it's a tzarech. If you really need to, I guess you could drink it, but you could.
Is that okay to drink any drink during Magid, or was that...
All during Magid!
Any drink.
No, other beverages, you mean?
Yeah.
I think people take a little bit of water. Keep over water. I think people will be a little too surprised by the whole thing, whatever. People drink the water. Just drink water. Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Many members of Am Yisrael have a minhag to eat an egg. It's usually at this time where people eat an egg. Now either it's because very, very beautiful that an egg represents the Leda of Am Yisrael. It's like the birth of, it's like the egg being hatched. Rav Pinkus has a whole nice piece on this. And
it was a Landers thing, and they gave out either Rav Pinkus or Halicha Shlomo. And everyone's like, oh, Halicha Shlomo, I don't want Pinkus, I want Halicha Shlomo. I took a Pinkus.
Okay.
And I'm going to read it.
Okay, anyway, hey. Rav Pinkus talks about how the different moedim during the year represent these different parts of the life. So this was like the egg, but the egg didn't hatch yet. This is like just the egg. The egg hatches at Mount Torah. So Pesach is the birth of the egg, and then the hatching of the egg is Matan Torah. Anyway, I don't know what I don't know how hatching has to do with Shavuos, but maybe something for the minhag of Shavuos. Anyway, but the more common minhag is what the Raman Shulchan Aruch says is that because the night of the Seder is also the same night as Tisha B'Av, and since that's true, so we have a reminder of Tisha B'Av tonight, which is crazy, as the Gra points out in Shulchan Aruch. It says, "What are you doing? It's Yantiv, Simchas Yantiv, the greatest Simcha tonight. We're saying Hallel." And you're bringing up Tisha B'Av. What are you doing? So that's a great question. And this is Rav Matisyahu Solomon's vort. It's such a powerful and beautiful vort. I'd like to say it over just very, very quickly. He quotes the Ben Ish Chai, and Rav Yochai Chai, and the Ben Ish Chai says the following. The Ben Ish Chai says, Well, he starts off with a question. Where is, and this is Divrei Torah, in other words, you should have some Divrei Torah for the meal. Either you can incorporate this into a Divrei Torah in the meal or some other Divrei Torah in the meal. I'll mention another one in a second. We do two. The Shmiras, in Shmiras HaLashon at the end, it talks about being metakin sinas chinam, being metakin lashon hara. That's the only way to bring the geula. So where is that on Leil HaSeder? We're talking about geula. So the Ben Ish Chai, he says that there are two tefillos tonight. The two tefillos tonight, we dip the karpas into the salt water and we dip the maror into charoses. Those two tefillos represent the two tefillos that have to do with Mitzrayim and the Torah. The first is when the brothers of Yosef dipped the ketonet badam, that led to the Sheba Mitzrayim. It led to Yosef being sold to Egypt and Klal Yisrael then having to go down to Egypt. And then the second tefillah is Tzval Ten. It's Adam Basaf, Adam Asher Basaf, Ulakachta Magudas Ezov, that when we had to color the Mashkof with the blood, so that was part of the Geula. There were two tefillos. There was the Gullus. The Gullus began with tefillah, and the Geula began with tefillah. He says such a beautiful idea. He says, Rav Yisrael Salomon asks, it was during Pesach that there were more blood libels and there was more anti-Semitism than ever before. There's also no hisorus for Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam, things that will eventually bring the Gula. Why not? So he quotes a Rabbi Chanan Wasserman that's scary almost, and says that if he's not mistaken, he has a line there, he goes, if I'm mistaken, I'm going to Rabbi should forgive me. Rabbi should give me kapara. I think that the reason why we have blood libels is because we're still guilty of Mechiras Yosef. We're still guilty of the Yitvulu at the Ketonet Badan. We're still guilty of the Sinas Chinam. We're still guilty of the Sinas Chinam. So then why is that Dafka on Leil HaSeder? Why is it Dafka on Pesach? It's because on Leil HaSeder, we are being Misorah L'Geula. We have this Orus that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Geula. And we're thinking about Geula and we're mentioning it over and over and over again. We dip twice to show the Geula started with Tvila and the Geula also starts with Tvila. So we dip twice. We want the Geula. Do you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, where are your actions? Why are your actions? Why are you still guilty? Why are you still guilty of Sinas Chinam? So it's Dafka on the night of the Seder where we're Misorah L'Geula, where we realize that we're still B'Chorban because we're still guilty of the Sinas Chinam Aveira. And that's why we relate to Tisha B'Av on this night. And that's why it's Dafka on this night where we're being Misorah for Geula, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stressing. We stress that we need the Achdus. And that's Dafka, the two Tevilos. The first Tevila was Mechiras Yosef, that was Sinas Chinam. And then what was the second Tevila? You have to grab the high sop to get the aguda, and you have to be ne'egad. You have to join up together for achdus. So too, we dip the karpas into salt water. The salt water was the tears of galus. That was the first tefillah. But the second tefillah was the maror, the life of maror that we're living today should be dipped into something sweet like haroses. We need to sweeten our difficult state that we're in right now, and this is the time where we're supposed to be ma'orer. And because we're not ma'orer properly on the Bein Adam L'Chavero, because we're still guilty of the Sinas Chinam, that's why we still have Chorban. That's why there's more of a kitrug on the night on Pesach than there ever is before, and that's why blood libels happen at then. That's why we mentioned Tisha B'Av. Just another word that you could talk about a little bit. I think it's at the very end of the Haggadah Marathon that the night of the Seder was Laila Kayom Ya'ir. It shone like the day. The Zohar even says that the sun was shining during the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even if you don't want to go all Kabbalistic, you could also just mention how the idea is that darkness represents not being able to see Hashem clearly. On the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we saw Hashem Begalui. That's why it has a din of the day, which is why Klal Yisrael did Bris Milah then at night. Bris Milah is not allowed at night, Farshim ask. At the dinner of the day. We say halal at night. I thought you only supposed to say halal during the day. At the dinner of the day. Laila kayom ya'ir, when you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly, so then it has the din of a day. Tzafun. We eat the afikomen. The word afikomen comes from the Greek word epikomen, which means dessert, and that's our dessert for tonight. Barech. Birchas HaMazon. This is a very, very important halacha. You need to wash out your cups. on the first cup, we drank the first cup of Kiddush, but then we immediately refilled it for the second cup, so it was clean. Then we drained the second cup during at the end of Magid, but then a whole meal happened with matzah passing everywhere, whatever. The cup can certainly get dirty, and even if it didn't get dirty, you don't know that it didn't get dirty, and it's a kol shel bracha. Kol shel bracha is a mazah. So you need to wash out the cups. You can volunteer to wash out the cups. You can volunteer to wash out your kosos. If everybody's going to look at you like you're crazy, so you just excuse yourself and you go and wash out your cup before Birchas HaMazon. It's a kol shel bracha. It requires washing out. Halel. Halel. There are two parts of Halel. Halel, like we said before, and the first part of Halel was in Sibri Tzivtzayim. This Halel is future. This is Halel for the future Geula. This is not Halel at all about Yetzias Mitzrayim anymore. The Levush says it's about the Geula HaAsida, and that's why we have so many tefilos and davenings in that Halel. Nirtza. The word Nirtza comes from the word Ritzui. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept everything that we did tonight, and he should be Misratza, and he should accept it like a Korban. He should accept the Seder that we're doing like a Tfila, like a Korban, because we want Korban Pesach nowadays. We want Korban Pesach right now. Sometime in the beginning of Nirtza, we pour Kol Shel Eliyahu, we pour it, we don't drink it. Kol Shel Eliyahu has nothing to do with Eliyahu HaNavi coming and visiting Starim. Eliyahu HaNavi is there because he's going to Mirtz Hashem paskin for us whether we need a fifth cup of wine or not. This is one of those tekus that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. You don't have to tell everybody that the Santa that Eliyahu HaNavi is not really coming. You don't have to tell them that. But this is what it's about, and it's really important because the Kos Chamishi is about Ve'evesi, that Eretz Yisrael. The question is it really one of the cups or not? The question is, because we don't really have that Geula nowadays. We don't have the Eretz Yisrael, you know, Geula HaTida. We daven for it. We want it to happen. There are some big Zionists that came up with a fifth cup tefillah and a whole, maybe they sing Hatikvah as part of the Haggadah now, and they have a whole thing. They have a whole thing as part of this, but that's not what's happening. It's actually very, very beautiful. It's very beautiful, actually. The Rav Nebetzal has a beautiful ha'ara, and he says, it's very interesting. We pour this fifth cup, we don't drink it. It's exactly what happened to the door that left Mitzrayim. They were given the four Lashonos of Geula, and then what happened to the fifth? They didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. They didn't taste it. Only the future tastes it. So to the fifth cup here, we have the fifth cup, but we don't taste it. Same thing like Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim, but only in Mirtz Hashem. The same way they had in Mirtz Hashem then, their children will eventually get into Eretz Yisrael. So too we have this eventual Mirtz Hashem Geula that will enter Eretz Yisrael. We open the door. We open the door. Not to let in Eliyahu HaNavi. We open the door at that time. Chasal Sidur Pesach Kil Chaso. So one of the Farshim explained very beautifully is that we have to open the door for Geula. We need to be active. This is about Zionism. We need to be active in Geula. We're not just waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us in all areas. We have to be active. We have to open the door. Yeah. And we finish off part of a lot of the Haggadah with the song of the Shana Abba B'Yerushalayim Abnuya. And it's not just a song. It's not just a song. You know the story. Everyone knows the story. Everybody should know the story. That the family was singing Lashon HaBa B'Yerushalayim, and the father gets up, he starts dancing with the sons, and they're singing Lashon HaBa B'Yerushalayim, and the mother's there, and she's crying, and like she's like tearing up, and whatever, and I'm like, what's wrong? She goes, you know, we say Lashon HaBa B'Yerushalayim every year, and like, you know, nothing happens. He goes, it's just a song. There's a real fila of Lashon HaBa B'Yerushalayim Abnuya, and Rav Soloveitchik had such a great ha'ara, I'll pee this minhag. There are two times when we sing Lashon HaBa B'Yerushalayim. We sing it on Yom Kippur and we sing it on Leil HaSeder. It's because it's on these two nights that our mitzvos look so different than the way they did in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. During the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodas Yom HaKippurim was the central part of the day. On Pesach, the central part of the day is the Korban Pesach. We're missing. The whole character of the day has changed nowadays. So it's even more missing than ever, the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why we daven for Lashon HaBa Yerushalayim Abnuya. It's interesting, Yerushalayim is not mentioned once in the whole Haggadah. Except for that. The only place that's the place that's central in the Haggadah, even for at least one breath, is Bnei Brak. Or at. This is because it's this Haggadah that we say is a Churban Haggadah, is a Galus Haggadah. And we're eventually hoping that the central place in the Haggadah will really be Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Havanuya. Instead of instead of anywhere else. Okay. Akan, have a great, great day.